Last weekend, the Center for Contemporary Arts announced the winners of the 2019 National Juried Art Competition. All the pieces are currently displayed in the galleries until November 2nd. Joining me in the studio today is Executive Director of the Center for Contemporary Arts, Jonathan Carroll. Carroll has been with the center since starting as a volunteer in 2007 and is now the Executive Director. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me, Lauren.
Of course. Some of our listeners are familiar with these types of shows, but for those of us who don't have experience, tell us, what exactly type of show is this?
Okay, so most of the shows that people will see at the center are a single artist or a group of artists who have collectively created a show to put together and hang together. This show, on the other hand, is a competition that we had about 220 works from all over the country submitted to be part of this show. And out of those, our guest juror, Gary Bukovnik, selected about 110 or so to hang in our gallery. And so it's a much more competitive show, which means the caliber of art is much better. And at the same time, while most of our shows are Abilene or regional shows, we have art from 18 different states hanging in our main gallery right now. And so you're seeing so many varied perspectives, so many styles. It's truly fascinating to step in there and be surrounded by that.
That is really cool. So nationally juried is a pretty big deal. Can you give us some of the history of the center's experience with national juried shows? And how does this fit your big picture vision for the center as executive director?
Good question. So this is only our third year hosting this national juried competition. We inherited it from another big country arts collective back in 2017. And so we've been using these last 3 years to make it bigger, expand the scope, expand the visibility of it throughout not just the region, but again, as you said, nationally. This year, we decided to put a much more educational focus on it because one of our main objectives at the center is to promote our artists and develop them, but we also have to enrich the community and educate the community on what art is and how to look at it so that they can better appreciate how art is, whether they know it or not, influencing their lives. And so that was the purpose of doing the artist talks all day Saturday and having those panel forums and Gary Bukovnik doing the watercolor demonstration at Jody Klotz's gallery. Mm. We wanted to show the public and our artists in the Abilene area and those who traveled in for that, that the center is about education as well as art and how those meld together so well.
Thank you. You mentioned Gary Bukovnik, and he was the juror for this year.
Yes, ma'am.
What is his connection with the center, and what did he bring to the table as a judge this year?
His connection is loose, and he brought so much to the table this year. Before I worked for the center, I worked for Jody Klotz Fine Art for a little over 10 years as their gallery director, and we spent the last 7 or 8 of those years representing Gary as one of our artists. He was actually only one of 2 contemporary artists that we ever worked with during that time. And so Jody walked into a reception at the center back in, I think, May, and said, "I'm thinking about having a Gary Bukovnik show in my gallery again. It's been several years." And she kind of put an estimated date of, you know, April of 2020. And I said, "How about September of 2019 so that we could do this together?" And that put a lot of kind of put some pressure on Gary. He created all new works for the exhibit that Jody has up at her gallery right now. Mm. But what that allowed us to do is to create an entire weekend around Gary Bukovnik and this national juried competition. And so it allowed it to be a much more collaborative venture, and that gained a lot more interest in the community and helped us build it to a much bigger thing than it had been in the past.
That's a really neat experience.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool. So I saw on the center's website a flip book from the last year's art and the winners from each category. Mm-hmm. Last year, there were 12 categories that competitors could enter their pieces under. Were there any pieces entered that surprised you? Do you have a favorite category yourself?
Yes and no. The fascinating aspect of having a guest juror come in to jury these shows is that you never quite know what you're going to get. There's no question that Gary is an incredibly talented professional artist, and so he brings a very real perspective of technical skill and that kind of thing. But at the same time, it's his subjective reactions to what he's seeing. Mm-hmm. And so there's no telling what you're going to see in this show. And it was, as soon as we started hanging the show, it was very apparent Gary loves color, which makes it such a fun show. It's but it's also an incredibly technically proficient show. I do not have a favorite medium myself. I just love it when somebody within a medium surprises me. And there were some watercolor works in the show that you would swear were photographs. They were so technically well done. There were some fascinating abstracts, but a surprising amount of not necessarily realism, but representative art where you knew what you were looking at, even if it wasn't exactly a copy of it. And so there was a surprising amount of that for a contemporary art show.
The Best in Show is the first piece shown in that flipbook. Can you describe this year's winning piece?
Yes. So this year, the Best of Show was a work by Ludmila Tomova called My Name is Raven. Mm. The colors in this work are fascinating, but it's this portrait of a fairly androgynous figure. Like, I'm still not quite sure if it's a man or a woman, and I don't think you need to know. But she has AK-47s and firearms slung across her shoulders, and staring her straight in the face is this black raven. Mm. And that was honestly the first thing that I saw in that work for the first day or so that it was hanging, until about a day and a half later, and I saw that also on this person's back was a purple unicorn backpack. And ask me how I didn't see that at first. I was busy. But all of a sudden, it started to bring in all of these concepts and images of child warriors and refugees. And it took that piece to a whole new level. And so just as far as subject matter, it's a very compelling story. You know, when you're looking at art, you're looking at a single frame in a story. But there is so much to this one. And then in a technical way, while everything is so clearly delineated and you know exactly what you're looking at, there's a very real economy of brush stroke and of line that makes it surprisingly soft. It's like you are creating that image on the canvas as much as just looking at something that was already created. And so it's very engaging to look at because it's a bit of an active process. All of that combined just makes an incredibly compelling work of art. And so there was no doubt. I completely understood Gary's decision to name this Best of Show, and it is a stunning piece.
It sounds like a winner for sure. Yeah. So I see that the winners in each category win a cash prize. Mm-hmm. Are any of these pieces for sale?
So nearly all of the works in the show are for sale. There were some artists who chose to not list their works for sale for various reasons, and maybe they have another gallery that represents them, for example. But yes, just like most of the other shows that we have throughout the year at the center, nearly all of the work on the walls right now is for sale. And that is the, you know, when we give an award, that means a lot for sure. But when an artist sells a painting, that's when they know they have made an impact on somebody's life. And so that is the best way that our listeners here can support the arts, is by viewing what we have on display. And if they are responding to it viscerally, reach out to us, reach out to that artist, and consider purchasing those works for sure.
So last question for you is, I'm sure there's a lot of beautiful art in this show. Is there a standout piece that in itself makes the show worth coming to?
I would have to name two pieces, and the first is My Name is Raven by Ludmila Tomova. That work that I described earlier is incredible. A work that did not win an award this year, but that is hanging very close by to Tomova's work, is this fascinating abstract in deep reds and rich turquoise colors that the artist Katie Hernandez Dorsey, coming out of New Mexico. And so you see those New Mexico kind of sunsets and landscape colors kind of coming into this. And it is such a striking piece when you walk into the center. You see that work on the wall. And so it's one that catches my eye every time I walk in there.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Lauren.
Jonathan Carroll is the Executive Director of the Center for Contemporary Arts. The Center for Contemporary Arts National Juried Exhibition will be presented in the galleries now through November 2nd. The gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission into the gallery is free and open to the public. I'm Lauren McDonald. This is KACU.